you are the Son of God. He left out the word beloved. So we must never forget the fact that we are the beloved of the Lord. You are the elect of the Lord on this morning. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God.
Amen. Yesterday, we were talking about unbelieving. Mm-hmm. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about when what? Our doubt turn into unbelief. When our doubt, we doubt it, and we give definition, if we want to recap that, we says when our doubt turn to unbelief, because when we are in doubt, we are in a state of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I want to just recap that. We are now in a state of uncertainty. We are in a state where we lack conviction. We become skeptical. We become overly cautious. We are guarded. That's doubt. I'm not sure. But that grows. And that skepticism grows into unbelief, unbelieving. Then we're not believing no more. And we says, what causes unbelief? What are some of the factors of unbelief? Ignorance. We say ignorance causes unbelief. And I remember you gave a great definition of ignorance.
Ignorance is to ignore.
Ignore.
To ignore the truth.
Right.
When we're ignorant of something, we're ignoring the truth of it.
Right. So you know this is true. You know this is factual, but you ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay attention. You don't do it. You go on to do what you think is right for you. What you think is the truth to you, but not the truth of God's
mm-hmm.
word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we want to notice unbelief is, we says, is lack of faith in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So what's unbelief? Lack of faith in God's word. Mm-hmm. Lack of faith in God's truth. We don't have faith in the word that the word works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we overly simplify the truth of God by saying, yeah, it worked then for the apostle, but it worked when Jesus was here, and that was then, but no, it is what? Different. No, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, believers.
Mm-hmm.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Unbelief is being ignorant of the word of God. Unbelief is caused by lack of conviction. We are like the Paul, when Paul was talking to Agrippa
mm-hmm.
and tell him, it was Paul who met up with Jesus. I saw God on Damascus Road, man. I heard a voice. This was what happened to me. I saw the light. Mm-hmm. And when Paul illustrate why he has to preach in the name of Jesus, Agrippa says, I'm almost persuaded. You almost got me, man, but I am not there yet. I'm not fully persuaded. You know, unbelief gets us into those realms where we become not fully believing, not fully convinced, not living a life of conviction. We not fully believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us into a point I want to talk about this morning, unrealistic attitude of faith towards God. We have an unrealistic attitude of faith towards God. And when we don't know the word of God, Pastor Diane, mm-hmm. we have an unrealistic attitude mm-hmm. of faith towards what God says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't go by it. And we pray for things mm-hmm. that are not backed up by the word of God.
Right, because the word of God says that he will give us the desires of our heart.
Yeah.
But the desires of our heart must be the desires of his heart.
Come on.
Which means that our hearts must be meshed together with that of the Father. So our desires are his desires, and his desires are our desires. And that's when we have the desires of our heart. Not praying amiss, not praying with selfish ambition, but praying the heart of God, then the desires of our heart are met because they're in line with His desires. How do we know His desires? Through the Word of God.
That's right, exactly right. Mm-hmm. So when we pray, we must pray according to what the Word says. Mm-hmm. When we pray according to what the Word says, then we believe what the Word says. Mm-hmm. Because what the Word is saying is what God is saying.
Because it's taking space.
Yes.
The Word is then taking space and it's driving out every other thought. That's why we have the authority to be able to cast down every argument, every imagination that is not of Christ, that's in disobedience to Christ. But then we must plant in that space another system, which is the Word of God. So as the Word of God arises in our mind, in our heart, and in our mouth, it drives out every inferior system. In Zechariah, it talks about the craftsmen that are coming. And when they arise up to their full potential, when they begin to build, that's when they bring terror upon every horn. That's when they drive out the enemy. And the Lord told the children of Israel over and over again, He said, there's a good land for you. There's a promised land for you. And little by little, you're going to be able to possess it. Because as they moved forward in the land, the enemy was being driven out. As they were possessing their possession, it was being dispossessed by the enemy. So we have to increase ultimately in the things of God. And then it causes everything else to be driven out. Just like we say, we got to do the do's. When we're doing the do's, then we don't have to worry about the don'ts, because we're consumed now with the do's, and they push out every don't.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, as we close this Wednesday morning, this Thursday, we're going back to Wednesday now. We Thursday, as we close this Thursday morning teaching, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 18 through 20.
Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.
Oh, so on this Thursday, we can continue on tomorrow with this. You cannot use the wisdom of this world to understand God. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. You cannot use the wisdom of this world to understand who God is, or reason out God, mm-hmm. or know how to approach God. Mm-hmm. You cannot use the wisdom of this world to have any kind of idea of who God is. Mm-hmm. They are futile. Mm-hmm. They are futile. Mm-hmm. If you come into God from human standpoint, mm-hmm. from human reasoning, I want to disappoint you this morning. It is futile. The wisdom of you just read it. Mm-hmm. You have to come. God is a what? A spirit. God is who? A spirit. And if you're going to see God, if you're going to worship God, it has to be in spirit and the truth mm-hmm. of His word. Mm-hmm. Not from the flesh, not from the carnal mind. Mm-hmm. Okay? You cannot come with the carnal reasoning, mm-hmm. carnal thinking. Well, God worked this way. God doesn't work that way. All of that are carnal. And God knows. Let's read that one more time, because somebody might just tune in and missed it.
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age,
yes.
let him become a fool
yes.
that he may become wise.
That's right.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with yes. God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise,
yeah.
that they are futile.
They're futile. Mm-hmm. So God knows our thought. God knows already. We reason out stuff already. We come into God, and we figure it out before we come to God. How many of us come into God, mm-hmm. and we figure this thing out? So now we're going to God to get God stamp it. Mm-hmm. We're going to God to let He approve it. I want to tell you, my brothers, that don't work. We cannot use our own thinking in any way, shape, or form when it comes to God. We can only use God's word.
Yeah, our own thinking will mess us up.
Yes.
And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul says, "But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So we can't try to figure it out too much. We have to receive it by faith, believing that it is. The word of God is.
It is.
God is. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit
and in truth.
By faith we come. By faith, believing what we have not yet seen. But there's an assurance, because through the Holy Spirit, we have the unction and we have recognition that the word of God is the truth. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Morning Breath. We are so glad to have you. And as the beat drops, man, we are excited to be with you this morning. I'm Chris. I'm filling in for our beloved host, Pastor Dan Stahlbaum, today. And I'm joined with a dear friend, fellow pastor, and just great man of God right across the desk from me, helping me do the program today. Good morning, David Gammon. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I am excited. I can't wait to jump into this. It's going to be really cool, really cool. We got 1 Samuel 28. It's going to be fun.
It's good times, man. And thank you, Nick Clementson, for helping run the show over there behind the board. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well.
All right. You sound very alive and awake this morning.
Yeah. I wasn't about 30 minutes ago, but something happened.
Holy Ghost.
I smelled the coffee that was made this morning, and that caffeine just worked for me.
I wish I could do it like that, just by smelling it. No, mine has to go internally.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then quickly external.
Yes. Yeah.
Come right out.
Well, that's very true. That is another blessing.
Caffeine.
<benefit. laughs> That's why they call it go juice.
Yeah.
You got to go after you drink.
You do.
Well, hey, we're going to move and elevate to greater topics now. But, hey, we're having fun this morning. So glad to have you. And we're at whatever time of day it is. It is called Morning Breath, but we believe the Word of God breathes life into us morning, noon, and night. And that's why we do this program. We take one chapter of the Bible, we read it at night, read it in the morning. We don't prepare a sermon, which is a little hard for guys like David and I. We like to prepare and like to research. But we really just say, God, what stuck out to me? We typically follow that SOAP model, you know, see the scripture, make an observation, apply, and pray over it. And we've done 1 Samuel 28. We're excited to do that with you. And David's going to let you know a little bit about East Coast, because that's why we're here. We're here to build a life-giving church at last. Lots of stuff happening at East Coast.
Dude, we got a ton of stuff for you guys to check out. We want you guys to come back to church. Man, a lady stopped me in the gym the other day. I was like, I want to come back to church so bad. I'm like, do it. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Doesn't matter. Come on. You're going to be welcome. You're going to be welcomed. We got a bunch of stuff. We got a leadership growth track that's happening every Thursday of this month, and it's helped develop you as a leader. Not only that, we also have something called the Global Leadership Summit. It is like what it sounds like. It is a leadership conference that'll be digitally held at East Coast Christian Center August 5th through 6th. There is a cost to it. Go to our events page on our website. That's eccc.us. Check that out. And then we have ECCU starting this fall semester coming up. Check that out. Get everything you need for all of this is in our app and on our website. So go get the app, East Coast Christian Center, put it in your mobile app provider, or just go to the website, that's eccc.us. It'll take care of every bit of what you need to know to get you plugged in.
Absolutely. So. And that app's such a great place. I mean, if you have any questions on, like, what's the next step I could take, or what's a small group I can join, or what's happening at the church, like, go to that app. And if you simply are not finding what you're looking for, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. It's 321-452-1060. That could be for a morning breath guide. That could be for anything you want to hear. We love doing community with you guys.
Come on.
Yep. Going to be good. So, hey, you want to get in this chapter, man?
I do want to get in this chapter.
Let's get into this. We're in 1 Samuel 28. We're nearing the end of this book, and we've had a great time studying together in this chapter this month. But I'm going to defer to you, Pastor David Gammon. Maybe read through verse 13, and then I'll take the back half.
That sounds good. I'm actually reading the ESV. That's the